welcome to Goons. I'm Nick.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
You can say your name.
I'm Yoko.
And we're recording outside. Pretty nice breeze out here.
Right? Via under the sky.
Under the stars.
Under like the six stars we can see.
Fuck, dude. Like
all the smog, you can't see shit. All this light pollution.
I can't see shit. It's too dark, actually. You gotta turn the lights on.
I mean, at least the dude working beside us stopped. Now we have two. We can actually hear each other.
And that's when you started shooting, huh? To know the shit out of him?
No, I just wanted to shoot.
No, because you started banging on the box. Like
I missed. That's why. Fuck you, man. You're still disgruntled about what happened to the shield.
The shield, baby.
Max was crying, literally.
I wasn't literally crying.
You stopped playing
There's
guitar.
A difference between figuratively and literally.
No, shut up, CM, bitch.
Okay, I did stand up.
No, literally,
guitar.
I saw the tear come out.
Okay, it was like the Indian. It was like the Indian, just one tear.
Yep, one tear. I saw it.
That was it.
You might have not felt it, but I saw it.
You went to my room, and that's why you wiped it off.
He went straight to your room, like, during the middle of it.
Blew my nose and shit. I was like,
I'm not crying because he's in my eye. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
If you get attached to a group for, like, 2 years, like you have with the shield, then you know what? Fuck it.
You never had any long-term relationships, have you?
I've had... My longest relationship with a girl is like a year
Susanna?
And 1 month. No.
Okay. No, did you cry more than you did today when she dumped you, or did the shield matter more?
I cried more with the shield.
You cried more with the shield?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought you said you cried more with the girl.
No.
But why?
The last time I remember crying was the ending of The Walking Dead, the game, season 1, episode 5.
Anybody tear up during End of Watch?
Not like,
I didn't tear up, but I was like, but I was kind of mad, like, fucking cholos. Yeah, fool sleepy, we got him. Yeah.
Rest in piss, bitch. It was too, I couldn't cry because
as long as
I was
Jake
too
Gyllenhaal
busy
doesn't
laughing.
Die, I'm good.
I was too busy laughing at the idea of cholos.
You would have cried if Jake Gyllenhaal died?
He's my boy.
I'll second that.
I've seen all his movies.
Okay, so it's okay to cry for Jake Gyllenhaal, but it's not okay to cry for the Shield.
Nope.
It's Donnie Darko, man. It's Bubble Boy.
Okay.
Bubble Boy.
Dean Ambrose is John Moxley.
Who cares?
I care, so I don't give a fuck.
No one cares, exactly.
All right, fuck it. You don't care. I care. Yoko gave it to me.
I know.
It's a Pokeball that's written on.
That's pretty gnarly.
Don't open it.
Yeah, you won't see anyone else with that
that's
shirt.
That's the nicest thing he's ever done for me. He gave me a shirt.
It was his birthday, and it was on the $10 thingy, so I'm like, okay.
And then that's it. He makes fun of me and talks shit the rest of the year.
They only make it, it's better than the other Pokemon shirt.
For his birthday, I went with him to Disneyland, so we're even to Stevens.
Nah.
I was like, it doesn't matter if he's working.
Nah, we had to pay for our fucking ticket. Hey, but it was worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did you do this weekend, Max?
Dude, what I did this weekend, I went to go see Maleficent. At City Walk.
It wasn't even the weekend. It was Thursday.
All right, then. So, Friday.
Well, I mean, I guess we can kind of review it to whoever listens to it, because I'm not going to watch it. So, you guys can spoil the fuck out of it for me. I don't care.
If Johnny was here, he would have been the official reviewer.
It was the worst movie ever.
She wasn't evil enough. Like in Sleeping Beauty.
No, they said they were going to tell the untrue story.
It was
story.
Visually gorgeous.
Angelina Jolie
was, she's all right. She's old, but she only looks cute.
She's only 40.
She smiles. She's old.
Dude, she looks weathered. Dude, she looks fucking like 50 or 60.
Y'all don't talk about my Jolie that way.
Don't talk about Tomb Raider like that, okay?
I had a dream I was on a date with Angelina Jolie. My first real date.
Good
with no
you.
Sex lead.
Did it end up to rave or no?
Nah, I woke up.
I woke up before I can put it in.
I was like, this bitch is pretty.
So what
she was hot in Hackers.
Oh yeah. If you had a letter grade, what would it be?
Hackers.
Well, I mean, explain. Like, what did people not like about it?
I'd give it a C+.
Well, I can't talk about what people. But what I heard was that.
What did you not like about it? Or what did you like about it?
I didn't like that it was short. It was really short.
How short?
Like an hour.
Like short as her career.
Hour and a half.
It was it was just the regular size movie.
Like an hour and a half.
He's used to 2 hour movies now.
I'm used to fucking 4 hour. Wolf on Wall Street shit.
He's used to Titanic.
You come back to that movie like every time we talk about movies.
That movie's
Wolf on Wall Street.
The best 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016
it was 2013.
Movie.
I don't know. Tess is going to come out and I'm going to be completely biased, so it doesn't matter.
All right, well,
Leonardo.
That movie was so tight. Which he didn't win an Oscar for. But you know what? At this point, he doesn't need it.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it.
He
He can die.
He's like,
no,
I fuck
Oscars.
Millionaires.
On camera and off camera.
It was pretty embarrassing how they caught him at Coachella.
How'd they catch him?
That he was like dancing like an idiot or whatever.
Leonardo?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I'm going to search Coachella. This up.
You guys haven't seen it?
I haven't seen
I
it.
I think I saw it.
I'm sure he was like on something. I don't know if it was alcohol or drugs, but he's just like they're just making fun of his dancing. But this
maybe
was
he
a
just can't
billionaire.
Dance.
He could dance whatever.
I mean, it's
fuck
not as bad
wants.
As what happened to Jason Mewes at Coachella.
What happened to him?
He got pissed and shit on himself.
Nah, that's so no one can beat
exactly.
That. That's worse. But I would have been freaking out. I mean, I don't go to festivals. All right, get this. I'm going to FYFS.
That's why? That's the biggest waste of money this fucking year.
Interpol?
No, I think
The Strokes.
Oh, wait, no. Three good
bands. All right, well, I would pay.
Wait, no, don't 100. You like Joyce Manor?
I love Joyce Manor.
Yeah, you're set then.
A lot of disputes playing. I have bands.
Wait, you got lucky at that title fight show, though.
Dude, I didn't expect it. I was so like.
I didn't care because like the only thing I know about Joyce Manor is I'm going to buy one of their vinyls at Amoeba and sell it for $80 on eBay because people are stupid.
Dude.
Oh my God, it's a vinyl.
Like your story,
they can't even say vinyl.
Like your story about the sweater, the title fight sweater,
yeah.
The chick. The same thing happened to some other girl who bought a ticket and then she couldn't go no more. She sold it a $15 ticket, La Dispute, sold it for $250.
Damn.
For
that's like a shitty
view.
Band.
You couldn't pay me to go fucking see that band.
Dude, like, she sold that shit.
Hey, good on her, dude.
I mean, because that stupid Tiger Jaw album,
yeah.
With the pizza on it,
yeah.
They have, like, fucking fast. But you can, I swear to God, people are buying it every day on eBay for, like, $60. And it's, like, it's $12 at Amoeba.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm
just going to rip people off. Fuck them.
I'm not
going to
walk over there.
It's too hip.
I mean,
I
you're
can't
not really
be
ripping
there.
Them off. They're just, they don't know where to search.
No, I'm just saying, like, most of the people that listen to that shit are retarded.
It's not nice to say retarded.
They're retards,
okay? Damn.
No, you can say retard. You can't say retarded.
I had a whole, like, lesson in high school about retards. Like, the teacher even brought... No, a teacher even brought, like, a Down syndrome chick to, like, explain to us.
You think he's retarded?
Dude, okay. I volunteered for one of, like, the activities.
As a tribute?
She gave us like the little chocolate bite Snickers or like kisses or whatever, the chocolate shit, and they like we put a bunch of them out to see how hard it would talk. I guess it was like how hard it
she
was
been, like,
to talk for them.
Wait, so she's telling you like physically it feels like these retarded kids have
like I got chocolate
like, mounds
in
of chocolate
been,
in their
like,
mouth.
Pumice.
What fat kid doesn't want to be retarded
in
then?
Their mouth.
Dude, it was pretty funny.
He put it in his mouth.
With her mouth.
Like, I don't know. Being retarded. Being Down syndrome.
She fed me. She went across the room and tossed them in my mouth and I had to catch them and shit.
You should have told her why you being such a
bitch. You guys
are
fucked up. I apologize to all our Down syndrome fans. Which is
you know
like
what Down 50%
of you and shit.
You know what Down syndrome person I hate, though, and should go to hell?
Who?
The one from Family Guy, that chick. I was going to know.
The
from
character?
Was it? No, it was American. From American
yeah,
Dad,
but
huh?
Is she like a dick in real life?
No, the character.
Family
Guy?
Chris likes her, right?
Yeah.
Hey. I don't know. But it was the one with the ponytail, blonde
Oscar
ponytail.
Oscar just asked me to pick him up.
Not the actor,
fuck
but.
Him.
Oh,
you got a car here that wants to go pick up Oscar?
It was a nah, dude.
This shit then?
We can just pause it.
Yeah, pause it then.
All right, nah.
We'll be back after the short message.
Okay, but we gotta make an ad though. All
right, we'll make an ad.
All right,
here
are
he
your
goes.
Friends too much of being pussies and afraid of the dark like Oscar Torres?
Not at all.
Hey, are you Oscar Torres or are you fucking my commercial? God damn.
Tori's changed since she came back to the state, to the
damn,
to
ever
California.
Since she went to New Orleans, something's been different about her.
Look, she's wearing some weird floral dress thingy.
Something was different when she came in levitating, like,
everyone
I don't know.
Levitating? Levitating, dumbass.
Levitating, it's the same fucking shit.
Lavates las tu manos.
One fucking letter. Oh, okay.
American Dad.
My potions.
Lavates tus manos.
I'm sorry, I didn't go to grammar school or English school and shit.
Wouldn't grammar
I don't know what you're
elementary
talking about
school?
English.
I didn't go to fucking school or whatever. I fucking got home.
You spell school S-K-O-L.
I was raised by wolves and shit. Whatever.
Damn.
I was raised by a shark among us.
So we're back. We had a short break.
I gotta pick up Oscar.
We're featuring a dog today in the background.
Yeah, if you can hear him.
Yoko's so bothered by that dog. Like, he keeps telling him.
It's ruined the audio quality.
Hey, you know how when you cut us off during podcasts?
Huh?
You know how when you cut us off during podcasts? Yeah. It's the dog. That's what it is.
Revenge of the dog.
Whose phone is this?
You know, but clearly I'm the best.
Just roll it out. Try to roll it out. Roll it out. In and around her mouth. Just roll it out. Leave it on the glass and I'll do it.
We're laughing because Oscar came out.
He walked
like,
into that one. Yeah. How do you not call that,
Nick,
too?
Where, she's, you say it.
He's like, hey, where do you want to put it? And then fucking David just out of nowhere is like, in your mouth. In and around your mouth.
I have no problem with that.
So what were we talking about before we left? We're talking about Maleficent.
I think we're talking about putting things in people's mouth. Yeah, I think we're talking about Maleficent, and the last thing I heard was a shark among us. They're here in the studio.
Our studio is outside.
In our studio yard.
The back lot.
That's a good name for it, the back lot.
The back lot.
Should we interview these guys?
Featuring the dog.
They ever been to our show?
Yeah. Yeah, they have. Yeah.
One time. Yes. So how many tours have you guys been on since then? Since the last time you guys featured on our show?
You haven't done shit, dude.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
That music video is pretty dope, though.
Which one? We talked about it like which one,
you guys had two. Oh, you have a lyric video. But it doesn't count as a music video. That's a lyric video. I said music video. The one with the mustache.
Okay, Weechi just brought up the best video. Best local video ever. The Never Ending Plague one.
NEP video was the best video in the world.
It better be her, dude. It better be her. I was there for part of that fucking conversation.
Didn't she say the best thing you've never heard? I don't think anyone can hear David, but he's just talking. Here, give David the mic.
Here you go, David. He's got something to say, he said.
All right, so
David, so how old are you?
What's next for Shark Among Us? That's what's up.
Near Christmas time or before?
A little bit before, because I wanted to play in Christmas malls, and I got to worry about, like, licensing.
Oh, I feel you. In the elevators, right?
Yeah, you know, so something you can get ratchet to. Like, you know, like I'm trying to get, you know, to while twerking and twerk walls going. There's a big difference between the two.
I mean, you need to have love for it.
I mean, I like weaves and all. I just don't like that synthetic Halloween shit. You know what I mean? Like, like that shit that'll melt if you stand too close to the microwave.
I heard that this come with a weave. Is that true?
I'm sorry?
That it comes with some weaves and some nails?
Yeah, the press on nails. It's cool. Not virgin Indian hair, but it's Hannah Montana. Do you know all the leftover Hannah Montana wigs?
Oh, I have some of that. Yeah,
yeah. Those are the gold hair. Those are the ones that we include with the trap CD. Actually,
I think that's pretty badass for trap.
It's very
CD.
Badass.
And all this for $29.99.
Less, dude. $19.99, dude.
What a deal! An exclusive right here.
Exclusive here
and
in LA.
Picture of George's dick. Polaroid, dude. You know,
sold.
You know how expensive that shit is?
Sold.
He has to take each Polaroid individually. That's the thing. They're not, dude. The thing is, he's over here just taking dick pic after dick pic. Like, George has initiative.
Wait, half chub or full on?
It's a soft, because it's hard to keep a boner for that long. But, I mean, it's like a mixed bag.
I have hope.
It's all perspective, you know. They have angles. I'm an animation
major. He's coming good. He's coming hard.
I'm
with
an animation
MySpace
major,
angles,
so, you know. I take, like, a bunch of Polaroids so you can see it from chub all the way to hard. So you have it like a fucking flip book.
You make, like, a flip book. You just, like, flip
a flip book
fast.
Of my dick getting hard.
I'm going to need to buy that.
Dog, it comes with whatever he's offering.
It comes with the pre-order. Like,
comes with the pre-order.
Yeah, if we have to reprint it, it doesn't come with a big Polaroid.
And when does it drop?
Probably later this year. I mean, it depends when I get around to it. I'm pretty lazy. So what does the package include? It includes a Polaroid of George's dick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flip book, actually. It depends how many you order, because you need to make the flip book yourself. It doesn't come with it. yeah, the collectibles. It also comes with press-on nails and some cheap-ass synthetic Halloween weave wig.
You said Hannah Montana.
It is. It's they're made from Hannah Montana wigs, but we're marketing them as the ASAU, you know, twerk wall wigs.
Oh, okay. I see.
What were we watching earlier? The vagina bedazzle? Oh, yeah, okay. All right, I'm getting my ass handed.
You got it. I'm the computer guy.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Fucking one more Yoko after another. Is it working now?
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right, so earlier.
Technical difficulties.
Earlier when I was fucking getting my ass handed to me in NHL. So fucking your shitty edits.
Yeah, you got pretty beat on that game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you expect when fucking all the teams that are supposed to take the cup that the hockey league wants to win lose? Of course, they're going to have to soup them up somewhere so someone can win. Anyway, Weechi just ends up watching a video about some chick's pussy being bedazzled. And, like, I would, like, the first thing that came to my mind, I was like, okay, one, who does that? Two, like, I mean, is it, like, rhinestone? Is it like, fucking studs?
Was
like,
it hot?
Like, no, like, it's not permanent. Like, it's not permanent, right? It's no. Just, like, it's pretty much a press-on for the pussy. It's press-on pussy.
What the fuck? I've never heard of this.
They said it's like, yeah, special for anniversaries.
Is it hot? Does it look good?
Dude, I have an anniversary coming up.
Doesn't look good,
he says.
I don't
want that. Like,
I get it. If it was a joke for like April Fool's, your wife just goes, honey.
Is that like what women do now? Like they put like, they bedazzle their pussies or like?
I think that's what they're doing. That's what she's telling.
Is that what's coming in the style of 2014? Summer 2014 bedazzled pussy?
And summer 2015 will be bedazzled.
Bedazzled booty.
Bedazzles?
Bedazzles. Bedazzles.
This episode will be called Bedazzles.
Bedazzles. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, how do you even tell someone, like, yeah, hey, you know what? Line my pussy up. Like, I need to put shit on it. Like, that's the first thing. Like, I mean, I expected, like, if you're going to get shaven and shit like that. Yeah.
Bedazzled.
Yeah, bedazzled.
How do you eat that?
I need my shit. Okay, I'm dating a new guy. I let myself go. Just strip it. Like, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, but I mean, like, girls are more obnoxious than dudes when they're with girls. I mean, like, we're obnoxious all the time, so it's just like it's easy. You ever seen like a chick be like really fucking weird? Like, they try to like break into shit. Like, okay, perfect example. Like, any of us who have a Snapchat and know this chick JoJo, no one gives a shit about you taking a shit. It's like, bitch, I want to put you. I want to leave you in the forest. You belong in the forest. You're a fucking animal.
Check out my shit.
This shit's gross. Like, it's just nasty.
I saw this.
No, she's always like, oh, like, guess who just pooped right now? And it's just like, I mean, that's one of the main reasons I don't have a Snapchat, because it's always the same shit. It's always like,
check out my poop.
Being drawing dick pictures next to people. I was like, oh, you're not a slut because all you think about is dick. The other one's like, this chick, like, oh, I'm always pooping. And then it's always people like fucking shit drunk. No, she doesn't. Why? If she had a healthy colon, she wouldn't be sitting on the toilet for like hours a day. You're only supposed to poop like twice or three times a day. If you're healthy. You're not, bitch. I took a class for it. Mm-hmm. What are you going to eat like, dude? Eat a dick. Okay? Might as well just fucking go back to Garfield. You ain't doing shit.
Ooh.
I got my license in fucking... Oh,
he's like...
Something
no. Have you heard about this little show called The Goons?
A lot of somethings.
He hasn't heard about The Goons.
Yeah, and bedazzles. So you need to get that asshole lined up. You can hit me and Weechi up right now. Men only. Men only, dude. Men only. We need to make the gay community proud. You manscape? You would manscape your ass? You let some guy tackle it? That just means you're gay. So? I'm hairy as fuck too. I like my ass being warm in the winter. You know what? You got a point. Until you get swamp ass. Until you get swamp ass.
It's summertime.
It's swamp ass season. Just baby wipe everything. Seriously. Baby wipe some bedazzles.
Bedazzles.
Summer's gonna be about. And Max went cold right now. He's
Max
like
is just on
shit
his
on his phone,
oh, PC computer.
I got distracted as fuck.
Wait. Is it
portable
about tonight's
PC computer?
Raw?
Somewhat. I was reading.
Max was sexting some girl.
Okay, well apparently, I'm not the only one who shed a tear for the Shield. So
yeah, I read their fangirl too. My girlfriend probably cried about it too.
Dude, the Shield. Fuck that.
Fuck you.
He needs to move on.
Fuck you.
Really?
Fuck
coming
off.
From the My Chemical Romance fan? Really?
Exactly.
No. You gonna take that shit?
Hey,
really?
I accept
MCR
it. I
army member.
If you gotta call yourself army of anything, that's
I don't,
gay, dude.
I don't,
that's
I just followed it for the news. So, thank you very much. Booyaka 169. No, but I'm saying it's drama. What if
fuck
it didn't
you.
Happen? It'd be the same shit week after week.
I mean, right,
then.
It
I'm
is
not,
the same shit week after
I'm
week.
I'm not saying... Oh, they shouldn't have done that. I'm saying
it is the same
fucking sad.
I mean, it's the same shit week after week, but at least it finally changed this week.
It's a fucking TV show.
I don't. Every time I see them, I'm like, United or some shit like that.
Every time I see MCR, it's Friends Forever.
It's true.
It's the same shit.
It's a fucking
nah, broke
drama
up, so.
Show, so I get
relevant.
To express my feelings upon it. So shut the fuck up. Boom. It's wrestling. It's an entertainment show.
It's not entertainment.
It's entertainment for me.
I'm just getting mad. Max mad.
I'm not getting mad.
Dan, look at him. He's getting
I'm
red.
I'm passionate as fuck.
Look, he's like,
there's Yoko's device for trying to get out of a conversation. He's getting mad. He's doing everything. I can't find anything
no,
special
that's
to come
actually,
up with. That's why Oscar's laughing, because he knows it's fucking true. He's been here through every fucking podcast.
No, but they learned it from me. They say the same shit.
I've said that shit since I was a child, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
He used to say, are you angry? are you getting ticked off?
Hey, Oscar, do you love her? That's Oscar's line. Do you miss her?
You
love
her?
You
gonna marry her?
if you had to live one line by, like, if you had to have one catchphrase, what would your catchphrase be?
You mad?
Nah.
Look, you're getting mad.
That would be when I come back after retirement. My one catchphrase.
When the sleeves go up, it gets real. Probably something stupid. Oh. Like that.
That's not even a line. That's just a gesture. Like a signature gesture.
It's a lifestyle.
It's not a style. It's a life.
I don't know.
Come back
it's
to me.
Not
what
a trend,
would
it's
your
a
line
lifestyle.
Be? What would yours be?
I don't know. Probably, it's probably something stupid.
I hate everything.
Nah.
I can't
be that generic. Like you and your fucking.
Did you see that video
shirt.
I posted on Instagram of that? These guys are interviewing. So you saw the whole thing, and then they passed it to the guy. Yeah, I was sitting on my porch. I grabbed the beer and I fucked her in the pussy.
and the guy with the hood, right?
Yeah, he's wearing the hood.
That's the second time he does that, right?
Yeah,
like, the shit that he wears. Like you could tell, you're not supposed to interview this motherfucker. He's wearing sunglasses, hood. He has the hood tied up.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, that's
he's such a badass. That's like grab the
that's
beer
the
and
guy you
fuck
fucking
the right in the
like,
pussy.
Even makes it obvious for you. Don't fucking interview me, and you still do it. What? Oh,
what if he's still a legend? He's like still progressing. He's making a career.
That dude just looks like the Unabomber. Seriously, like he's freaky. Like he looks like he'd like he has bodies in his fucking like basement.
Like they were interviewing him once, I guess, like asking him questions, and then they're like, oh. We made a shirt about for you, like a shirt like showing you. He's like, oh, that's cool. Am I getting one for free? I'm like, what the f? Like, why the fuck would you like ask that? It's like, oh, that's cool. Can I get one for free? Like, he had to emphasize, can I get it for free?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, they use like his likeness on his. Yeah. So it's fair. I mean, I'd want a free shirt. Someone put my face on it.
Hey, Weechi, didn't put your shirt on the face. Let me put my shirt on the face.
The Pierce did not put Sparky on his shirt.
Who's Sparky?
On the logo.
Oh, whoa, that one kid that's gay?
The weird guy. I would,
that's cool as fuck.
Oh, that weird fucking midget.
That guy always says he's going to kill Joey?
The guy that was going to shoot Joey.
The guy who turned in Joey's life and he didn't want
to
go play.
Joey never went to
he's the
show
funniest
after
little
that.
Guy, though, because he tried to push me. He's like, oh, shit. he's like, he did that move.
He was a homie, though.
Yeah, that guy's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. you can tell how
and
drunker
shit.
He is by the amount of layers he's got on.
Isn't he like 30? I heard he was old.
Oh, so is another hammy at shows or what?
That's what I heard. Damn! Name drop.
He pops out from the side all like.
No.
His fat ass couldn't even fit over the fucking fence, so fuck him, okay?
He's coming with cheese. He's aw. He's like, aw.
He comes in. Today's the day me and Nick become best friends.
Oh, shit. Boop, 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 boop,
boop. Hey, Nick, be careful what you say. He's going to burn you out on Twitter. That's all he does.
How is he not?
All he does is talk shit.
He knows.
Oh, you mean all two of them? Yeah.
Diana. La Steffi, but
what? Because I mean, I get like I'm defensive, and like, why are you mad about my team being in the playoffs? I speak the truth, son. It doesn't matter. Like people just
say
don't like
loud.
It. That's the thing, though. Like Yoko gets away with me, Yoko, Max, and everybody here gets away with just talking a bunch of shit because it's true. Like, I mean, how many times have we been at a show? Like, I'm pretty sure David's called someone a nigger or said the weed's nasty. like, I know George for sure just talks more shit than I do.
He just has a nice face.
No, he's just nice about it. See, he can talk shit and smile and still look good. So it's like no one gives him shit. Like, exactly. Like he drops bombs that no one knows until it's already burnt.
Did that just happen? What?
I'm not an asshole. I just say, I'm just the only one who has the balls. Okay, so Andrew thinks he's all hard because he's like, oh, I'm not an asshole. I'm just the only one that has the balls to say anything what everyone else is thinking. But yet when any of us say it, like Johnny, like anybody that's been bullied by him in the past, that we got bullied by a fucking 30-year-old.
Are you guys talking about Hammy?
Yeah.
Damn.
Nigga's like 40.
You keep adding 10 years. Dude, he's about to be 58. Well, he looks about...
the final.
Damn. Were you guys, like, good friends back then?
Huh?
Were you guys good friends back then?
Shady. No, you know that one guy that you can go, you know that one friend you can always go to in the middle of the night, like, I've been like that with all the friends that I'm not friends with anymore, except like
George. Yeah.
Like, and there's no reason to be mad at him, but I mean, like, there's always that dude.
His eyes
like,
are sparkly.
Yeah, it's always, there's always this dude who's like, oh, my girlfriend is. Yeah, dude, I don't know what to do. And you're always the voice of reason, and I know, like, I can say that because all of us here have been the voice of reason people. I know, I saw you get drunk to be the voice of reason last night.
Oscar got drunk last night?
Oh, I thought you went to
Yeah. I only had like one beer.
I was gonna tell them to I was gonna tell you to tell them to come to pizza night tonight. To take them to pizza night tonight.
Oh yeah, I wasn't drunk though. Did you get drunk at Halloween? I didn't end up going. I'm gonna go this Sunday though.
Why do you go on Sundays? Is it like 3 for 1 or?
Well, it's $10 to get in and I get free drinks.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Some bar in City Walk. Anyways. Yeah.
Technical difficulties.
You know how, like, you're always that one motherfucker to pick someone up and just be, like, anytime, like, they have a problem. Like, I was always that dude to him, like, fucking 4 o'clock in the morning, be like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'd be the one to pick him up, but all of a sudden, fucking, if I got a problem or something like that, no one's ever there to help you. Yeah. So it's, like, it's just, like, you see how, like, it's only convenient when they need something, and that's how, like, I've just noticed a lot of people are now. So that's why, like, I just stopped giving a shit. Like,
Are like that.
Yeah, so that's why I was, like, you know what, the next time you got a problem, fucking talk to your other friends about it. You want to hang out with them, you want to do this shit. And then, too, like, being real. Like, you know how, like, if someone doesn't want to hear the truth, they get mad at you because they think you're lying, even though you're giving them, like, fact. That's how it was. Like, you can't take the truth. Your girlfriend's a whore. It's all good.
Like, yeah. Yeah, some girls.
She paid a dude to fuck, dude. She paid a guy to suck his dick.
What the fuck?
And fed him.
Why did she pay me?
And gave him gas money.
Damn, that's like the dream girl.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't give a fuck. Shout out to my homeboy, Ronnie.
Oh.
I'll throw that dick.
Yeah, because, like, half the time I won't go somewhere just because of gas prices.
Yeah, but this girl gave him gas money.
Damn, that's perfect. She'd be like, come over.
I ain't dropping her name because all the ones that listen and the people that know us know who the fuck it is, so it doesn't matter. Besides, you can't drop that name. You can see that bitch coming from a mile away. It's all good.
Me.
Good thing is no one the fucking, and if they do listen to this.
Too bad, fuck you.
Fuck them. I don't care.
Thank you for listening.
World Star.
They have like a fucking goon shirt. Like, fuck this shit. Uh-oh.
I guess we're done. Am I done like just fucking ranting? Anybody else want to talk about anything else before I go on? All right, Oscar
wants to talk about something.
About the new Blink fans over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I tweeted that. I tweeted Oscar because Oscar is the only loyal Blink fan that I really know. Because it was the 15-year anniversary. Was
it
15?
Yeah, they didn't celebrate the Ford Ranch anniversary 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I'm going to stay with
name drop, say. Oscar, name drop.
They didn't celebrate the
Maradona
2013
Maradona
self-titled album.
I hardly know them, but I don't like them.
Yeah, that's the only reason I got mad about it, because like, I went on Instagram, and it was right away like, oh, this album 15 years ago changed my life. I'm like, ho, 15 years ago, you didn't even fucking know what it was. You didn't even know what fucking Blink-182 is. I'm pretty sure you thought you were blinking 182 times. Like,
yeah, I don't know what Blink was until 2001. 98
Degrees fan.
Right? Yeah, that's why I tweeted you that. I was just like,
yeah.
So you guys talking about that big girl?
Yeah. She's still big as fuck, too. It doesn't matter.
Is she still posting panty shots?
Unfortunately, yeah. But the good thing about my Instagram, it has a weight limit, so I can't see her.
Like, why is it always the big girls that are causing trouble?
Hey, Oscar, you like big girls. Why is it all the big girls that are causing trouble?
I don't like big girls.
It's always Joe. Oh, you know the big girls, Jolene.
Oh, damn. I know the big girls.
Oh, that's that one Maradona chick, huh?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Best story, Max. You got to tell it when she fainted on stage.
Yeah.
Just before Max talks, she has like the worst chest tattoo ever.
So it was just a normal night, right?
The tattoo has wings because it's trying to get away from her. That's why.
It was a normal gathering of friends enjoying music, right? Well, okay, basically it's not a big story, but fucking they started playing. Bitch turned pale, fucking looked up in the sky, put her hands in the air.
Who did?
Bases for Maradona.
Jolene.
She fucking like dropped, dude. Like fucking dropped. Like, you know, like she's a big bitch. So she fucking fell hard, dude. She felt
the
it.
Stupid lyric they have.
What I have the power. Okay, and then with the worst fucking part is she fucking fell on the not on the bass. That's not the worst part. But the worst part. Wait, was this the worst part?
Why did she fall?
It's like she fucking fell on the PA, and her friends instead of catching her, they try to catch the fucking PA.
Well, hey, fuck it. That's
in reality, what's heavier, her or the PA? I'm catching her? The fucking PA. Okay. Wait,
so this bitch
the
falls
PA's
down.
The PA is like 90 pounds.
Twitching and fucking.
You know the reason she probably put her hands up? She thought she was going to heaven and God's like, this bitch too heavy. I ain't pulling this bitch up.
You know, that's probably what it was. God
like,
was pulling her back
it's like,
out.
This is a weight limit, nigga. You ain't getting nowhere.
Force field, not strong enough.
That's why aliens don't abduct fat people. That tractor beam ain't pulling no one up, right?
They're like, fuck that.
No, they're apparently getting here. They're getting married.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. That's one big wedding.
In Vegas?
Cause, oh, no, it's funny, too, because when I... No, it's actually here, but it's funny because I was still friends with Hammy, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to wear a tux. I'm like, damn, dude, they're going to murder bedsheets just to make you a suit?
Damn. Shamu.
What's that one joke that one Gabriel Iglesias guy says?
What?
When he goes to like the floral shirt place, the Hawaiian shirt place, to make him custom shirts.
Oh, like oh, we're gonna
oh,
work
shit,
hard
we're
today.
Gonna work hard today.
that was the tailor. They looked at him like, yeah. Fuck. Do I think?
Like cancel all my appointments,
bitch. I gotta run a mile. I gotta run a mile of fabric to get your fucking.
He calls damn. Reinforcements and shit. They all break into the glass with rope and shit.
It's nothing but short Korean ladies. They're just fucking on their shit all day.
They get shipped in boxes and shit.
Is the fabric getting shipped in or the Korean ladies getting shipped in?
It's both. It's a small box with Koreans with a smaller box that has
no,
fabric.
It's a big box, but they're already sewing in the box.
These are pre-sewing. Someone want to get her treats?
Was that on footage?
Get her fucking
what? Jolene getting electrocuted?
Get her some. Get the dog some food.
Was Jolene getting electrocuted on footage?
I don't know. If it was because of like an electric accident.
She probably had like some sort of calorie attack.
Oh, and when
overload.
Blood pressure low.
Blood pressure off the chart.
Do a barrel. Just random shit like.
Not the pep.
Did he throw pepperoni treat. Over, bitch?
Bitch, you better buy some.
You gonna go get that shit if you throw them
over?
How
much pepperoni cost?
You better catch the poop.
Like a $4 bag.
Right?
Damn. Wait, is yours in the oven already?
No, I made a...
Ooh.
Damn.
Money, money, money.
Cash money.
Money, money, money.
Fez and your mama? Like, yo, win cash money.
Pixie sticks.
Oh, but back to that blink part. I don't.
All right, let's go blink.
Back to the blink issue.
Yes.
It's like all of a sudden they celebrate Enema's 15th anniversary, but they don't celebrate the previous albums or their first cassette, which already had its 20th anniversary in 2012.
I knew about them with Enema, and then I went back because my cousin.
Pass me the mic, Oscar.
Testing.
Oscar just talks like a bitch. So I couldn't see his fucking. I couldn't see his fucking.
Hey, you know what's the funny
levels.
Thing? You know what's the funny thing? He does look like the fucking Unabomber right now, though.
Damn, look, fuck the right in the pussy.
Look, the right in the pussy.
That's Rick, dude. He's
we're talking to fuck your
bomber. Anything else you guys want to finish? Anything else?
Well,
I want to wish my boys good luck for the Stanley Cup Finals that are coming on. Made it to the Cup, Game 7. Al Martinez, someone high five me.
Wait.
Dan, that was the sloppiest.
I had to jump over George.
Yeah, it's almost the sloppiest Chicago getting their ass handed to them.
George.
So, yeah, that's pretty much that's it. Like, that's you know what? I like to take this time to thank every shitty Maradona. Duck fan who, you know, Sharks fan that jumped to the Ducks, then jumped to Chicago. Now it's a Ranger fan. You can all eat dicks because you're not going anywhere.
World Cup in 10 days.
Hey, fuck you. Soccer's not a real sport, faggot. This is
oh
a
my
real
God,
podcast,
they
damn it.
Kids, Oscar.
Hey, you know what? No, I got a question, though. Football. Hey, didn't homeboy break his shin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the guy from Mexico?
Did he keep playing?
No.
I don't care. Because you know why?
We're the fucking punk.
Yeah, exactly, because he's a bitch.
Damn.
Okay, I'll give him that, because the guy that broke his leg in, like, four places and got back up and kept on the penalty kill, he's from Canada, so that boy's got heart.
So before we end this, what are you grateful, Nick?
What am I grateful for?
Yeah.
My bad attitude and big mouth.
All right. What are you grateful for, Max?
Nothing.
For what?
Hey.
Nothing.
The shield.
I will skull fuck you in your sleep.
You guys are going to play What Fest, right?
Yeah.
All three of you guys?
I'm not playing.
You're not playing? The Amnesty was on this set.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Apparently I'm playing.
Inglehood.
Oh, yeah, we're playing. When is it? Yeah, we're playing.
I'm attending, so that should be cool, yeah. I'm going for the Jaritos.
That shit's low-key sponsored by Jaritos. Like, low-key. Like, sponsored legitly by Jaritos.
It's August
2nd. Thank you, Jaritos. That shit rots your enamel.
Is it?
You ever drink that and like, you can feel your teeth
stage?
Just rotting away?
I was watching this documentary
stages,
on
right.
Fucking the Appalachian Mountains, and that shit's fucking crazy. Like, these kids are just overdosing hard as fuck a mountain, too. Like, their teeth fucking just, like, disintegrate, like, into the fucking gums, like, by the time they're, like, 20-something. Like, these, like, they seriously have... Mountain Dew just makes your fucking teeth rot, like, nasty. There's, like, an epidemic in the Appalachian Mountains where, like, all these little, like, trailer trash, like, white kids just, like, will melted-ass teeth from all the Mountain Dew they consume.
That's gnarly as fuck.
I love Mountain Dew. Hell yeah. Just, like, fucking pour a little bit on top of a spoon and just burn it up, dude.
Well, I'm sure What Fest is going to do better than How DG Stole Christmas.
Woo!
Oh, dog.
Woo! Someone's just salty because he played outside.
I wasn't salty about it. That was my last show.
I don't know why. I just smelled beer.
Wasn't it your last show as a drummer?
Though? I think. Don't they have liquor?
Did we start playing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was my last show as a drummer.
Alcoholic.
Your last show was at a DG house.
Your last show?
My last show with DA was at a DG house for some big bitch forehead bitch.
And a wall.
Big bitch.
And a wall.
Those two words should always go together. Big
Our last
bitch.
Show was against people who don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it was funny on a side note because she was like, I follow people that she follows on Twitter, and they were talking about going paintballing. I'm like, bitch, you don't have a mask to cover that forehead. Like, I was like, that's all you want to shoot at.
Woo! I didn't know these are on those masks covering her forehead.
No. She got that Skeletor dome, that's why.
Dude. Got Will Smith's daughter's.
She's like hella dyking it, dude. Seriously, it's like we're talking about Paula, right? Yeah. It's like
just name drop it.
Don't worry, she don't
listeners.
We're talking about Paula.
Watch. She won't listen to this, but she finds a way to make money off this. She'll make money off it. Never listen to us and don't give us credit.
Oh, and until it's cool to like us. That's
it's never gonna be cool to like us because no one likes us.
I have hope that one day George will give us
our listeners.
Give us the push we want.
She
gave us
a what push?
We need a push.
Bitch, TNT jumpstarted her career, okay?
TNT, dude.
Took her broke ass to Warped Tour.
Ooh.
That's where she
met. No one else is going to say that.
Don't fucking touch
me. Fine.
You guys want to go to my promotion company? We just like the
fucking scapegoat everybody I'm sitting
next to?
So them being on fucking Warped Tour is it's like it's not like they have like compilations of like local bands and shit. They just like show up and take up space.
And they sell their own shirts too. That's what I don't get. Like they show up, they're not a band. They're a promotion company that has nothing to do with the city that they're in.
Yeah.
So it's irrelevant. Like, oh wow, I'm gonna go. It's like me saying like I'm gonna go sell shirts that promote Commerce like Commerce Productions when there's no shows out in fucking like New York. Like, it's that far replaced.
Commerce Production.
I mean, there's some cool people associated with that. I don't got a problem with them. Like they legitimately do help the scene to an extent. But, like, I mean, I feel like a lot of the stuff is, like, unnecessary. It's, like, superfluous and shit. You know what I mean? It's, like, fuck that.
He dropped big words. He knows it's true.
Shit.
All right, so we signing out?
Yeah, let's do it because we got to record guitar still.
All right, so... It's been the Goons, and go Kings, go.
Go.
Go, motherfucking Kings, go.
And thanks to Nick's neighbor dog.
Shut the fuck up.